This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. You know about registries for convicted sex offenders. Now, Utah has launched an online registry that lists financial criminals. It's been called the first of its kind in the U.S. Marketplace's Kimberly Adams has the story.
Utah's white-collar crime offender registry has mugshots, names, aliases, and lists crimes like fraud, theft by deception, and money laundering. Utah Attorney General Sean Reyes says the purpose is to help consumers avoid financial predators.
This is public information already that is very difficult for the average person to access, so really just streamlining that process and making it user-friendly.
Part of getting off the list is paying restitution to victims, a challenge for lawmakers all over the country. But some complain the registry continues punishing even after offenders serve their time. Sam Buell is a law professor at Duke University.
It's not really the way we traditionally punish people in our society. We punish them with fines and prison sentences and probation. We don't punish them with public shaming.
And Buell isn't convinced it will do much to deter white-collar crime. But as far as Utah lawmakers are concerned, if it makes more people pay up, it's a success. I'm Kimberly Adams for Marketplace.